Sounds of the Sufi at a mysterious and hidden old mosque in Delhi, India. Delhi, not my favorite place in the world, it should be said. But this might be yours. Not here, not the pink town of Jaipur, where we're coming from, but here, right? Like right here, the show, this show, the podcast you're listening to. Might be your favorite? Oh, who knows? I don't. But what I do know is that I owe you a greeting, a salutation, a verbal gesture. So let me do just that and welcome you back to a little show called Rough Sundays.
Tell me who's that riding, John the Revelator. Tell me who's that riding, John the Revelator. Tell me who's that riding, John the Revelator. Wrote the book of the seven seals. Who's that riding? John the Revelator. Tell me who's that riding? John the Revelator. Well, who's that riding? John the Revelator wrote the book of the seven seals. You know, God walked down in the cool of the day, called Adam by his name, and he refused to answer because he's naked and ashamed. Who's that riding? John the Revelator. Who's that riding? John the Revelator. Who's that riding? John the Revelator wrote the book of the seven seals. You know, Christ had 12 apostles, and 3 he led away. Say, watch with me 1 hour till I go yon and pray. Tell me who's that riding, John the Revelator. Tell me who's that riding, John the Revelator. Who's that riding, John the Revelator wrote the book of the seven seals. Who's that riding, John the Revelator. Tell me who's that riding, John the Revelator. Who's that writer? John the Revelator wrote the book of the seven seals. Christ came on the Easter morning. Mary and Martha was there to see. Go tell my disciples to meet me in Galilee. Tell me who's writing, John the Revelator. Tell me who's that writing, John the Revelator. Tell me who's that riding, John the Revelator. Wrote the book of the seven seals. Who's that riding, John the Revelator. Who's that riding, John the Revelator. Tell me who's that riding, John the Revelator. Wrote the book of the seven seals.
If you can do it only using your voice and some clapping, then you're good, won't you? Sunhouse, the great Sunhouse, one of the greats, was a preacher man for a while, even used to preach against secular music. Obviously, eventually turned it around and went to blues, and we are thankful for it. Sunhouse, S-O-N House. If you're new to Mr. House, get into him. A great, great use of your time. Rough Sundays, hi. I'm Erica's Queen, and we are not coming to you from Delhi. Like I said, thank Shiva or Krishna or Ganesh. Hard to know, really, who to thank here. I've got like 30 or something deities, so thanks to one of them. We are coming to you from the desert stands of Rajasthan. The best India, in my opinion. As I mentioned, the famed pink city of Jaipur, just outside. One of 3 purrs you should see in India. 3 purrs, P-H-U-Rs. Did I just combine a spelling and an impressive P P-H-U-R-S. Sorry, it's been a long week in India. But one of three Purs you should see if you're visiting India. You've got Jaipur, like I mentioned, Udaipur, one of the great, beautiful towns of Udaipur, and Jodhpur, like the pants, Jodhpur. How's it been here, you might have asked, but I can't hear you. It's been India. It's the fact that this country can be a burb. Oh, I think it's like every 4 or 5 years, I tell myself, you know, I'm ready to go back. I know how it works. And then I show up and I am reminded that I do not know how it works. And that I know nothing. But you're not here for travel tales, are you? That's for the Instagram and the little online magazine thingy called Ongoing. Pretty good. If you want to be a part of that, just send me a message. But this is not about travel. This is about old-time gospel and blues and tolerable jazz and something to get you up and moving slowly on Sunday. So let's get back to the music. And let's get back to the music with some proper gospel. Courtesy of Marie Knight and the lady who invented rock and roll, Sister Rosetta Tharpe.
Blood in my soul. Oh, gallop your donkey. Was my major key.
It's been said more than once, and by more than one person, it's been said that had there been no Bob Marley and the Wailers, that the Tinners, who you just heard, the Tinners would have been just a fantastic Jamaican band from the late 60s, 70s, dipped their toe into the 80s, I believe. Really, really, really good. I'm a self-confessed Peter Tosh nut. For me, it will always be Peter Tosh, you know, obviously a member of the Wailers, and then Bob Marley. But I think the Tinners would come in third. Give them a listen. They're really, really, really good. I was introduced to them on the soundtrack to Broken Flowers, done by Bill Murray's in it. Who's the artsy guy we always say we like to impress artsy girls, but we really don't? Jim Jarmusch. Right? Jim Jarmusch, that's... Although I should say Coffee and Cigarettes was a great film. Also, pairing the aforementioned Bill Murray with Method Man and RZA, I think, from Wu-Tang, right? Great film. Anyway, not a movie podcast queen. It's a music podcast. It's Rough Sundays, to be exact. How you doing? Are you well? I hope you're well. As mentioned a few times already, we are in India. So... let me do this. Let me play you a little something I recorded from a temple the other day. I was visiting the Amber Fort and just walking around kind of the surrounding area. And I heard these ladies singing. And so I walked up. They were all there in a temple and they were chanting. And it was just absolutely gorgeous. It was so gorgeous that I didn't want to pull out my camera. I didn't want to pull out the phone. But I did kind of just quietly place this phone down and turn on the audio recording because I wanted to remember it. I wanted to capture it. I wanted to share it. It's absolutely magical. How incredible is that, right? So yes, obviously in India, and you know, we try to find music from the places we're doing the show from. I mean, we have to, right? Hindi music doesn't really come to mind, you know, when talking about a Sunday morning podcast. Obviously, there are a few gems to be found. There's lots of jazz and funk crossover when it comes to this. And after a lot of digging, and I should say, let me say this, listening to quite a few old Hindi tracks that two friends independently sent me. So thanks to you both. I did like them. They didn't fit the show, but I did really, really like them. And thank you. I love being sent stuff. So please keep doing it. But after a lot of digging, I found this old Indo-jazz fusion compilation, I think from the early 80s, perhaps. Some really good stuff on there. Most of it doesn't fit the show. Picking the music for the show, believe it or not, some work goes into it. And you have to find... It can't be too distracting, right? It can't be too upbeat or too unpredictable, because that's not going to wake you up nicely, right? But then I can't... Anyway, I'm going on. But I found one that I think fits. And it is India. And we need to at least get into one track from here. So we're going to do that. Name of the song is Akra Braga. Thank you. Joe Harriet and John Mayer, the Indian John Mayer, I should say, not American. Akaraga, Rough Sundays. If that hook sounds familiar, if you're wondering where you've heard that, it's the track being played by Kate Beckinsale's fiance in Serendipity. Remember this guy? He did the he had the flute and the sitar band. The white guy. What's his name? He's a great actor. Anyway. It's a great film, Serendipity. It's on every Christmas. And it has one of the best lines. I can remember. It's when he finally, you know, she throws the glove and he's there and they just kind of look at each other. And he says, you know, John Cusack says to Kate Beckinsale, he says, "Do you want to do something?" And she says, "Sure, what?" And he just says, "I don't care." You know, I just love that. Just this delivery. The one little John Cusack tear, I don't care. So good. But it's not a Christmas show, Queen. Sorry, it's a music show. Brings us to the final track of this music show. And like we talked about, the last track is one meant to get you up and moving. It was so quiet outside and now there's construction. Can you hear that? I'm sorry. Where was I? Line? Oh, it's meant to get you up and moving. So boy, oh boy, do I have something for you. A little New Orleans for you. A little, I believe we can say something for you from the Crescent City. It's the famed drummer, famed composer, famed New Orlean, Idris Muhammad. Thank you. Funky. So funky. So good. Idris Mahama, Crap Apple. Not crab, Crap Apple. From New Orleans. Rough Sundays. I'm Erica's Queen. This construction is still going on outside and it's baking my head. But that's all right. America's Queen. Yeah, you're you. Okay, that's the end of the show. Like we said, hope you liked it. I did. I'm off to see a few more. Well, I'm going to go shout at the construction next door. And then I'm going to go see a few more things here in India, and then next week we're hopping a plane back to Japan, where we will most certainly get right back into that scene, because aside from Africa, I would say probably getting into Japanese funk and soul and blues and jazz was my favorite thing to do, so we'll definitely get back into that. Until then, let me leave you, though, with some beautiful sounds of Delhi, India. See you later. Totally kidding. Right as I finished the edit of this, the day that I finished the edit of this, I went walking around Jaipur and I found myself in the midst of some Holi celebrations, H-O-L-I. And so I've got a little clip of that too for you. So now, for real, I will leave you with the sounds of India at Holi.